书第十二章。
Shall we turn to Romans chapter 12?
全部乱了。罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们已经讲到第几节？
Which verse have we expounded?
第一节讲完了。
Verse 1 we have completed.
我们再念第一节、第二节。一、二、三。所以弟兄们，我以上帝的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是上帝所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只有心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为上帝的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为上帝的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。我们一同来读，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为上帝的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，求你的灵光照我们，求主你引导我们的思想，求主预备我们的心，使我们可以以受教者的态度，谦卑的学生的态度到你的面前，对主的主啊，求你教导我，求你光照我，求你对我说话。我们感谢你，我们都在你的面前等候你。愿感动使徒的圣灵今天感动每一个到你面前来的人。感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿们。我们在前两个礼拜思想到这个身体是献给上帝做活祭的。
Last we expounded that this body is sacrificed to God as a living sacrifice.
这个臭皮囊主要它做什么的
？That this corpse was used.
主要它作为它居住的所在。
That it could be a dwelling place for God.
成为圣灵所住的圣殿。
Become the temple indwelt by Holy Spirit.
上帝的居所。
That the home of God.
当你看见全世界没有一个宗教和一个哲学对这个身体有比基督教更高超的衡量和这个解释。
So we see that there's no other religion or philosophy that give a higher value as compared to Christians.
当基督教走错路的时候
，When Christian has gone the wrong way，
有一些基督徒轻看这个身体。
Some of the Christians they despise the body，
咒诅这个身体
，they curse the body。
他们践踏自己的身体
，and also they stamp on the body，
让他们没有好好照顾自己的身体
，and never take good care of the body，
因为他们对身体的价值没有正确的观念
，because they do not have a right concept of the value of the body。
但是圣经给我们的教训不是这样
，but the teaching of the Bible is different。
我们只因为有身体
，it is because we have body，
因为神把我们造成一个有物质跟心灵在一起的一个活物
，because God give us a one who is unity in body and also in spirit。
叫人活着的乃是灵
，so the one that causes us to live is spirit。
身体是无益的
，but the body has no use。
当耶稣讲这句话在约翰六章六十三节的时候
，when Jesus in John chapter six verse 63 say about that，
他不是说身体没有益处
，he's not saying that the body is not profitable。
他说身体在叫人活的事情上是没有益处的。
He's only about to say that the body doesn't cause us to live，
是心灵叫身体活着。
But it is the spirit that causes us to live，
不是身体叫心灵活着。
It is not the body that causes the spirit to live。
当一个人心灵刚强的时候
，when a person is strong in the spirit，
他可以克服许多身体的软弱。
He can overcome many weaknesses of the body。
当一个人心灵软弱的时候
，when a person is weak in the spirit，
甚至会把自己的身体杀死。
Then he can even kill his own body。
自杀的人为什么呢
？Why is that people commit suicide？
因为心灵的力量完全没有了。
Because there's no more power in the spirit。
恨恶这个身体还是活着。
He hates the body is continued to live。
所以他从心灵里面定义杀死自己的身体。
And that's why in his mind, in his spirit, he can he want to condemn the body。
人的心灵是很重要的。
So the spirit is very important。
你要保守你的心，过于保守一些。
Keep your mind and more important than anything else。
一生的果效是从心里面发出来。
Because the result of your whole life comes from your spirit。
我们基督徒是我们灵魂已经蒙上帝拯救的人。
We who have been saved by God in our spirit。
那我们的身体等候耶稣再来得赎。
And our body is waiting for the redemption of the return of Christ.
所以灵魂得救，身体得赎的中间。
So we are in that intermediate place whereby we are saved by the Spirit, but waiting for the redemption of the body.
我们需要就是生活的得胜。
We need to have a victory in our life.
灵魂得救
，and our body is also saved.
生活得胜
，our life is victorious.
身体得赎
，our body is redeemed.
大家说一二三，灵魂得救，生活得胜。身体的属，那个时候我们就完完全全进到荣耀的地步里面。
Then with that we enter in the complete glory.
与主永远同在。
And eternally we'll be with the Lord.
那么在这一段已经得救，还没有身体的救赎以前。
So in this time whereby we are saved in the spirit, but our body is not redeemed yet.
我们的心灵顺从上帝的律。
So our spirit is obedient to the law of God.
靠着圣灵的力量。来克服我们身体的情欲
，through the power of the Holy Spirit, we overcome the lust of our body.
圣经保罗说，我是攻克己身，叫身复活。
Like Paul said, I'm conquering my own body, so that the body submit to me.
那这个身体是一个怎样的地方呢
？So which place or occasion is this body?
身体是上帝居住的所在。
It is the place where my God dwells.
身体是上帝的殿
，The body is the temple of the Lord。
身体是圣灵的殿
，The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit。
这个身体要常常洁净
，So this body must be sanctified。
我圣洁的生活
，Lead a holy life。
唯一的办法就是把身体献上，当作活祭。
The only way is that we only but to offer ourselves a living sacrifice in this body。
这样主就透过我们的身体
，So the Lord through our body。
彰显他的荣耀
，To manifest his glory。
透过我们身体的侍奉
，Through the service of our body。
成全他的旨意
，It accomplishes his will。
我们的肉身活着
，So that we live in the flesh。
因信上帝而活着
，It is because we live in him and believe。
因信上帝的独生子而活着
，And believing in the holy God。Son of God.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loved me and gave his life for me.
所以保罗说，我活着就是基督。
And that's why Paul said, I live but Christ.
我死了就有益处。
And to die is to gain.
这个身体要荣耀上帝。
This body is to glorify God.
因为我们是重价买赎回来。
We are because we are redeemed with high price.
保罗说，因为你们是重价买回来的，所以你们在身子上。荣耀上帝。
Paul said that because you are redeemed with high price, that's why in the body we want to glorify God.
把身体当作活祭。
So that as a living sacrifice, our body,
献上给基督。
To offer it to Christ.
这是理所当然的。
This is only but too reasonable.
这是我们应当要做的。
This is what we have to do.
这不是功劳。
This is not a merit.
这是我们每一个真正得救的基督徒应当尽的责任。
But as a safe question, this is our responsibility.
因为这不是我的。
Because this doesn't belong to me.
这是主自己的
This is belongs to God.
就用宝血买赎回来
God redeemed with His price.
自己居住在我的身体
and indwelt in us.
我就成了他在地上活着的一个代表
So I become a representative of Him to live upon the earth.
我们已经提到了新约已经没有死祭了
We say that in the New Testament there's no more of this than a dead sacrifice.
最后一个死祭
The last dead sacrifice.
基督在十字架上为我们献祭，为我们死
Is that Christ upon the cross died for us and sacrificed Himself?
从死里复活以后
，and then after his resurrection，
叫我们为他而活
，so that we live for him，
直到最后我们可能为他而死
，until at the time maybe we can die for him。
那这个的活着，甚至肯为主死，还是一个活的祭。
So this one who is living and possibly to die for him is still a living sacrifice。
也就是整个生命，我们都活。在主的面前
and our whole life is living before the Lord
保罗讲完了这句话以后呢
after Paul has completed this statement
他就提到第二节不要效法世界
then he said do not be conformed to the pattern of the world
所以这里就看见基督徒与世界之间的关系
and that we see the relationship of us and the world
基督徒得救以前
before we are saved as a Christian
是在世界上
we are living in the world
与世界上其他没有信主的人一同在世界上
to know as a non-Christian that we together live in the world
那个时候我们都是与他们一样是属这世界
so we are like them we belong to this world
那当我们得着救赎之后呢
but after we have salvation
我们经历了赦罪的大恩
we experience the forgiving grace
我们经历了圣灵的重生
and also the regeneration of the Holy Spirit
我们领受了神的性情
we receive the nature of God
所以呢我们有了这个经验以后
after we have this experience
我们 就不再属于这个世界。
No more that we belong to this world.
我们乃是属于另外一个世界。
We belong to another world.
那困难在哪里呢？
Where lies the difficulty?
困难就是我们还活在这个世界上。
The difficulty is that we're still living in this world.
那为什么我们既然不再属于这个世界，还要活在这个世界上？
But since we do not belong to this world, how come we're still living in this world?
耶稣基督说：“我不救你们脱离。”这个世界
Christ says that I'm not saving you from this world.
我乃是要给你们有得胜的力量，胜过这个世界。
But with a victorious power, we want to overcome the world.
许多时候，我们刚刚信主的时候
，Many times we have just become a Christian.
我们感觉到，如果主既然拯救我，就把我带到天上去，那是最好的事情。
We feel that if it's so good, since God has saved us, He bring us immediately go to heaven.
那为什么主拯救我又不把我带去
？But why is that after we have saved, Lord has not brought us to heaven immediately?
主拯救我又还把我留在这个世界上。
After salvation, we are still kept in the world.
那这就是圣经里面一个很重要的道理。
And that's the important teaching of the Bible.
就是基督徒与世界的关系，我们从几个层面去了解它。
That we have to understand from every aspect our relationship as Christian to the world.
我们基督徒已经不属这个世界。
Christian, we do not belong to this world anymore.
那么基督徒是对整个世界唯一能尽责任挽回别人的人。
But the Christians are the one who only in this world can be the one who do his responsibility to save people to Christ.
所以如果基督徒已经离开了这个世界，
if the Christian were to leave this world,
这世界就没有盼望。
Then this world has no hope.
我们从前与他们一样。
In the past we are like them.
活在世界上。
Living in the world.
没有指望。
With no hope.
没有上帝。
Without God,
我们活在世界上。
That we live in the world.
没有指望。
Without hope.
没有上帝。
Without God,
现在我们如果完全离开了这个世界，
But if we were to totally leave the world,
这个世界就没有指望。
Then this world is without hope,
没有上帝。
Without God,
也没有把指望同上帝光照给世界上人的人。
Without those people who illuminate people with the hope and God,
所以基督徒不可以离开这个世界。
So Christian cannot leave the world.
这个世界需要基督徒。
And this one needs Christians.
基督徒不属于这世界。
Christians do not belong to this world.
这个世界需要基督徒。
But this one needs Christians.
所以我们在这个世界就变成一个很矛盾的存在。
So then we exist in this world as a paradoxical existence.
因为世人真是需要我们。
Because the world truly needs us.
但世人不看重我们。
But the world doesn't esteem us.
世人需要我们为主发光。
They need us to shine forth for the Lord.
但世人恨恶主的光。
But the world hates the light of the world. 所以
我们地位是个很尴尬、很矛盾的一个地位。
So positionally, we are very embarrassed.
基督徒在这个世界上
，Christian living in the world，
是世人所需要，其实为世人所厌恶的。
It's needed by the world, but it's hated by the world.
为什么世界所需要的世界会不欢迎
？Why is that?Why the one that the world need yet the world doesn't welcome?
因为世人所需要的，世人没有感到他需要。
Because what the world need, the world doesn't feel that it needs.
这是很可怜的事。
This is pitiful.
当一个人有需要而不感到需要的时候
，When a person truly has a need but yet doesn't feel that he has a need,
他会表现好像没有任何需要的那种傲慢的态度。
He was that arrogant as if he doesn't have any need at all.
其实世界最需要的就是神的话语。
But actually, the world needs the most the word of God.
最需要的就是真理的见证。
What they need the most the testimony of the truth.
最需要的就是神那里来给人新的盼望。
What they need the most is the hope that comes from God to us.
这个只有基督徒才能赐给他们。
But only Christian can give all this to them.
但因为世界上的不感到需要。
But because the world doesn't feel that they need.
所以他们对神表示一个非常傲慢的态度。
So to God they show the arrogance.
他们没有上帝，没有指望。
They don't have God, they don't have hope.
如果他真正知道他的需要，
If they truly know about their need,
他会谦卑下来。
They will be humble.
正像一个人病得很重，却不知道自己病的时候，
Like one who is very ill, yet doesn't know that he is ill.
他绝对不会去找医生。
Actually, he will not go to the doctor.
一个人到医生那里去的时候，
When one who go to the physician,
他乃是清楚知道自己有病，而也相信医生会帮助他。
Because clearly he knows that he has a sickness that doctor can help him.
但有一些人病没有病症。
But there are people who have a sickness without a sign.
Some sickness.Has no symptom.
Without symptom at all.
所以怎么办呢？
What to do now?
所以他就感觉不需要。
They feel that they do not need a doctor.
我教会有一个人。
I got one something in the church.
他的心脏五条血管完全堵住了 90%.
He has a 90% blockage of five out of veins.
但他完全没有感觉。
Totally, he doesn't have any feeling at all.
这种人随时随刻可以死。
At any time, this person can die.
但是他不感到需要医生。
But he doesn't feel that he needs a physician.
因为他呢没有感到痛。
He doesn't feel the pain.
也没有感到有什么不同的。
He doesn't feel abnormal.
特别的情形。
Any abnormal circumstances.
所以呢，有一次他太太逼他去查医生。
So there was one the wife forced him to go to see a doctor.
我们两个人一同去查医生。
We go to go and see the doctor.
我们不总检查，因为我们都已经差不多70岁了。
Why don't give a thorough examination? Because we are almost 70.
后来呢，真的去查医生。
So they went.
一查的时候呢，
and after the examination,
医生说你还会活到今天，我很奇怪。
The doctor said, I feel astonished in this until today.
他更奇怪了。
And all the more he feel astonished.
所以他问医生说，为什么我活到今天你奇怪，我才感到奇怪了。
I feel astonished because you're astonished that I can live until today.
为什么你讲这句话？
Why say you say such statement?
他说你知道你的心脏最重要的五条。 血管每一条都读了差不多90度。
You know, five of the most important veins in your heart are 90% blocked.
哇，他紧张起来。
Then he was excited.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
马上开刀。
Immediately he operated.
不能再等了。
You cannot wait anymore.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
那医生一开刀以后呢？
After operation,
他又活到今天12年了。
He lived until today for another 12 years.
因为他有人告诉他。 他需要什么？
Because someone told him that he has a need.
那如果一个人有所需要而不感到需要，
If a person has a need yet doesn't feel that he has a need,
他不可能谦卑下来。
Then he will not be humble.
他会傲慢，
He'll be arrogant.
坚持自己是何等的健康，
He'll feel that he still is strong and healthy.
人在神面前也是如此。
Before God, man's the same.
世界需要基督徒的见证。
The world needs a testimony of the Christian.
世界不感到他需要基督徒的见证。
But the world doesn't feel that they need testimony of Christians.
基督徒在地上做见证的时候，
So Christian upon the earth when you witness,
世人是逼迫他们。
The world persecuted.
世人看到这很奇怪。
The world feels that it's astonishing.
轻看基督徒，
despise Christians.
藐视基督徒，
despise them.
所以基督徒与世界的关系就是这样矛盾。
So such the paradoxical relationship of the Christian and the world.
我们本来属于世界。
We actually belong to the world.
因为救赎的缘故，我们脱离世界败坏的灭亡的命运。
But because of salvation, we are being saved from the fate of destruction of the world.
我们在上帝的性情上有份。
So we have a share in the nature of God.
这是彼得后书第1章第4节告诉我们。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 tells us.
我们既然蒙救赎脱离了从情义而来的败坏。
Since we have been saved from the corruption that comes from lust,
我们就与上帝的性情有份。
Then we have a share in God's nature.
像我们在地上是代表神。
So then upon the world we represent God.
所以基督徒一面脱离了世界的命运。
So on Christian, on one hand we are saved from the fate of the world.
我们就成为神在地上的代表。
And we become the representative of God upon the earth.
神派到
The witness God has sent to the world.
感谢上,
praise God.
这世界和其上的情欲都要败坏，都要过去。
The world and the lust of the world shall surely pass.
唯独遵行上帝旨意的人是永远长存。
Only hold those who keep the word of God will live forever.
所以基督徒是明白神的旨意，代表神在地上做见证。 把世人带到神面前的人，
So Christians are those who understand the will of God, be representative of God, and bring people back to God.
第三样，
The third,
我们不但已经脱离世界，
Not only have we been saved from the world,
我们代表神活在这个世界，
Representing God to live the world,
我们不可贪爱世界，
We cannot love the world.
因为爱世界的人， 爱父的心就不在他里面，
Because he who loves the world doesn't have the love of God in them.
基督徒在这个世界上不可贪爱世界什么意思？
That we Christians in living this world, we shouldn't love this world, what's the meaning?
是不是我们不可以有世界上的东西？
Does it mean that we shouldn't have anything of the world?
我们不可以有钱财？
We cannot have money and wealth?
我们不可以有房子呢？
We cannot have houses?
什么叫做不可贪爱世界？
What do you mean that we cannot love the world?
你不能让世界夺取 神在你心中居首位的地位。
You cannot let the world snatch away the preeminence of God in your heart.
只有主是我们的主。
Only the Lord is our Lord.
这世界没有任何一样东西可以代替 主在我们身上的地位。
There's no other thing in the world that can replace the position of God in our heart.
所以有任何东西代替了神。
If anything were to replace God,
在你的心中居首位，你就是他乃神。
That in your heart He is to be preeminent, which means you love the world.
所以我们在地上有产业。
But if we have the property in the world,
有需要的东西
，we have something that we need,
是神所赐给我们的。
This is what God has given to us.
我们可以存着一个知足的心，领受神的恩典。
We have a contentment when to receive the grace of God.
不可贪爱世界。
So which means when you say we don't love the world,
意思一样。
The fourth,
基督徒与世界的关系是什么呢？
The relationship of Christian and the world,
不可以世俗为由。
We cannot have a friend with a secularism.
因为我们以世俗为由，就是以上帝为敌。
Because if we would have a friend with secularism, then we are anti-God.
什么叫做以世俗为由呢？
What do you mean we are friending with the world?
是不是我们在世界上不可以有朋友呢？
Does it mean that we should have friend with the world?
在新加坡有一个人对我说，
Singapore there's a person who told me.
感谢主，这几年我越听主的道，越懂得怎样分别为圣。
Praise the Lord, because this way when he heard the gospel, I know how to sanctify myself.
所以现在我的朋友都是基督徒，一个非基督徒都没有。
Now all my friends are Christian, I don't even have a single non-Christian friend.
我不要与世人做朋友。
I don't want to be friend with the world.
我只有很爱主的属灵的基督徒做朋友。
Only be friend with those that are spiritual.
感谢主。
Praise God.
现在我在一个很好的环境。
Now I'm in a very good environment.
我有属灵的气氛。
Spiritual atmosphere.
我们彼此爱主的学习。
We also learn to love God.
我们感到很亲近上帝。
We are very close to God.
他以为他讲了我会称赞他。
He thought that I said I'll praise him.
我说真的吗？
I said it's true.
那你世界的朋友到哪里呢？
Then where are your friends in the world?
我全部跟他绝交了。
I've cut off with them.
一个都没有了。
No more friends.
只有属灵的朋友。
Only spiritual friend I have.
那我从今以后你要为主做见证，向谁讲话？
Henceforth, even the testify for the Lord to whom you want to speak to.
他说我也不知道。
I don't know. He said.
因为我所有世界的朋友都把他丢掉了。
Because I have no more friends in the world.
不是这个意思。
That's not the meaning.
意思。世俗为由，就是以上帝为敌。
If you were to befriend the world, you are anti-God.
不是说你在世界上没有朋友。
It doesn't mean that you don't have friends in the world.
什么叫做以世俗为由呢？
What have you to befriend the world?
就是你跟着世界的潮流走。
That is you are following the tide of the world.
你跟着世界抵挡上帝的潮流走。
Together you are in a tide that is the anti-God.
那你就是以神为仇敌。
Then you are enemy to God.
世界的意识形态。
The ideology of the world,
世人的心思意念
the mind of the world,
凡是违背真理的
all things that go against the truth,
你都不可以接纳它
don't accept them,
你要慎思明辨
you must be able to discern all this,
你要持守原则
and keep to the principle,
用上帝超乎堕落以后理性所产生的各样的知识系统
We have to also transcend all the kind of systems that come from the fallenness of the world.
你用神的话去批判。
With the word of God, you have to critique all this.
超越。
To transcend.
去了解。
To understand.
光照。
To illuminate.
去破析。
And also to analyze.
引导人的思想归到上帝。
To bring people's mind to God.
如果我们跟着世界的思潮。
If we were to go to the trend of the world.
跟着世界的主义修说。
And also the ideology of the world.
跟着世界主义。抵挡上帝的潮流走
To follow the tire word is anti-God
那是你是以世俗为由
Which means you will befriend the world
我们到底要不要知道这个世界反对上帝的潮流想到什么地方呢
Must we also know where comes or where goes the tide is anti-God
我们到底需要不知道明白这个世界的哲学家怎样反对上帝
Must we also know how the philosophers of the world go against God
我们需要
Yes we need
我个人从年轻的时候
Personally since I'm young
我很喜欢听非基督徒怎么样骂上帝。
I want to listen to how these non-Christians scold and curse God.
非基督教怎么样抵挡圣经
？That the non-Christians how they go against the Bible.
无神论怎么样批评教会
？The atheist how they criticize the church.
我很注意听
，I pay attention，
很兴趣研究他们为什么这样子。
I'm very interested in why they say so.
但我不接受这些事。
But I don't accept all this.
我不明白他们的事。
But I want to understand their thought.
明白他们为什么这样想。
Understanding why they think such in such way.
要知道他这样想的真正的动机同以后的后果是什么。
To know what is the true motive and what is the consequences if they think in such manner.
我在预备从神的道里面明白的东西去反驳去。回应他们。
Then with the things I understand from the word of God, I want to rebuttal them.
这就是孙子兵法里面所讲的知己知彼。怎么样？百战不殆。
And that's the strategy by Sun Tzu, that if you know your enemy and yourself, then you will not be defeated.
这边教会有两个毛病。
The church have two shortcomings.
第一，自己不知道自己信的是。
The first that they do not know what they believe in.
所以结果人家一问你就乱了。
So when the people ask, you're confused.
第二个毛病呢？
The second reason.
自以为知道自己的，但是别人怎么想从来不知道。
You thought you know about what you know, but you do not know what.
讲来讲去讲一大套属灵的话，人家一点都听不懂。
So you spoke a lot of spiritual word that people do not understand at all.
结果教会界。
So the church
跟世俗界
and the world
完全没有沟通的可能。
There's no possibility of communication.
当然，从归正的副教学的原理来说
，from the reform apologetics，
这个呢，两方面得救与不得救的人会谈的时候
，the safe and the non-safe when they communicate，
除了圣灵自己参筹，否则人不能建立共同的基点。
Other than the Holy Spirit, the work, there is no contact point.
我们只有唯一的共同基点都是按照上帝的形象样式被造。
The only contact point is that we are all created after the image of God.
但是每一个非基督徒的想法
，But the thinking of real Christians,
关于神的事情
，think about God,
跟基督徒的想法
，at the thinking of Christians,
关于神的事情
，think about God,
是两件完全不同的事。
You have two different worlds.
虽然我们可以用同样的名词来讨论
，Even though we can use terminology to discuss,
因为基督徒是在神的启示之下。蒙光照才明白神的真理。
Because Christian in the revelation of God, they're illuminated to understand the word of God.
而非基督徒以堕落的理性想象的上帝，不是神的启示。
But a non-Christian with a fallen reason, what they think about God is not something revealed by God.
所以呢，除了圣灵自己工作以外
，other than the working of the Holy Spirit，
我们传福音很难以非基督徒产生。共同的基点
It will be difficult for establish the contact point between us and also non-Christians.
但我们一定要知道他想
But we must know what do they think.
这样我知道我信什么
So I know what I believe.
我又知道他想什么
And I know what he thinks.
当他怀疑的时候
When he is skeptical.
我明白为什么他都怀疑
I know why he is doubtful.
当他攻击基督教的
When he attack Christians.
我知道这个思想的来龙去脉
I know also the coming of this mind.
我要更知道圣经们对这些反对基督教信仰的思想有怎样的真理可以回应
And all the more, I want to know that what kind of truth that can rebut all these oppositions.
这样我们做见证才有更大的功效
So then it's more powerful than we testify.
所以呢，明白反对神的人的思想不是等于以事实为由
So to understand the mind of those who go against God is not to be friend of the world.
但是跟他们同流合污
To compromise them,
随着他们一同抵挡上
and to follow them to go against God,
那叫做以世俗为友
That is to befriend the world.
所以基督徒
So Christians,
我们不是活在天上
We are not living in the heaven.
我们属于天上
That we belong to the heaven.
我们活在地上
But living in the world.
大家说一二三我们属于天上我们活在地上所以我们应当结交许多世界上的朋友
So then we must be friends of other people in the world
但是却清楚知道神的道怎么样超过他们抵挡神的思想
But then clearly we know that how the word of God transcends all the opposition of them
那用爱他们的心把他们挽回
So with the heart of love we want to save them
就世俗
This world
世代
The age,
世界
the time,
世人
and the world.
希腊文可以用 cosmos 这个字来表
and Greek can use a single word called cosmos
你不要爱世界
do you know what cosmos?
cosmos
cosmos
上帝爱世人
God love the world
cosmos
cosmos
如果你用希腊文上帝你叫我不要爱世界你自己爱世界什么意思
God you say that you don't ask me not to love the world but you love the world
上帝爱世界
when you say God love the world
指上帝爱世上的人
that God love the people of the world
那你不要爱世界
but you don't love the world
是指你不要跟世界抵挡神的潮流走的意思
do not follow the trend of the world that go against God
第五样
the faith
基督徒与世界的关系是什么
The relationship of the Christian and the world
你不但是不要跟世界灭亡
Not only that you don't follow the perishment of the world
你不但要在地上在上帝面前成为神的代表在世上做见证
That upon the world you want to be the representative and witness of God
你不但不要以世界为由
Not only that you don't befriend the world
你不要走世俗的路线
You don't walk in the way of the world
你呢不要效法
But do not also be conformed to them.
So this is today's
passage. And that's the meaning of this verse.
所以这节圣经是指到一个把身体献上为活祭的基督徒。
This word was pointing to the Christian that sacrificed himself to God.
他清楚知道。
He clearly knows.
他现在是活祭。
Now there is a living sacrifice.
是为神而活的人。
The one who live for God.
他是已经得救了。
He has been saved.
称义了。
And sanctified.
成圣了。
And justified.
有了神儿子的地位了。
And also a position of children of God.
有圣灵住在他里面。
With Holy Spirit indwelling in them.
现在把身体献上了。
Now giving his body as a living sacrifice.
不要效法。
And do not be conformed to the pattern of the world.
这个名词刚刚才讲的不一样。
So it's different from the term we just said.
不要贪爱世界。
Do not love the world.
不要以世俗为由。
Do not befriend the world.
这个这里是要效法世界，是另外一个名词。
Do not be conformed to the world.
什么叫做不要效法世界？
What do you not be conformed to the world?
是不是我们什么都不跟世界一样样的？
Does it mean that we do not have anything the same with the world?
是的，世界上的人穿裤子，我们穿裙子，对不对？
People wear trousers, we take skirts.
世界上的人留长头发，我们留短短，剃光头，对不对？
They have long hair, we have Buddha.
不要效法世界，是不是可不是？是不是说不可以有世界的人的样子？
When it says it don't be conformed to the world, does it mean that we don't have anything at all same with the world?
所以我们就先把这个名词弄清。
So we must be clear with this term.
效法世界
to be conformed to the world,
也就是呢，我们不跟世界同一种的这个生命的样子。
That is to not have the same life form as the world.
因为我们有上帝的形象样。
Because we have the image and likeness of God.
我们是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
So we are created after the image and likeness of God.
我们借着基督的死而复活，重生的救了。
Through the death and resurrection of Christ, we have been regenerated.
所以我们一举一动。
So our movement
要有新生的样子
，might have a new life form。
这是提到样式的问题。
So it's about form，
我们的生活
，our life，
我们的思想
，our thinking，
我们的行为
，our conduct，
我们的习惯
，our habits，
是应当以神的形象样式为基础，不是以世界潮流的样式形象为基础。
We must have it after the image and likeness of God, but not according to the conformation of the pattern of the world.
我相信有许多的基督徒有时候会乱在这个事情上乱。
Some Christians will be confused on this.
30年以前
，30 years ago，
所有男人头发都是短短的。
All the men's hair are short.
但是差不多20多年以前
，about 20 years ago，
男人就留长头发。
Men have long hair.
那个时候呢，留短头发的人看长头发的人很奇怪，不男不女。
At that time, those who keep the short hair will see that those with long hair are not like a woman, not like men.
所以很看不惯这些人。
So they are not used to this.
觉得去鄙视这些人。
So they despise these people.
轻看这些人。
And despise them.
那这个人带头的是什么人呢
？So who is the one who take the lead?
带头的是。Hippies,
the hippies,
也就是 California, UC Berkeley 的一些的人。
So some people in UC Berkeley in California,
自己就称呢，四字干做个反叛时代的自由人。
These people want to be the libertines who go against the tide and time.
他说传统是这样。
See, this is tradition.
我就继续传统下去吗
？Will I continue in the tradition?
我为什么一定要跟传统
？Why must I follow the tradition?
我是我
，I'm I.
传统是传统
，tradition.
传统里面有许多我。
In tradition, there are many I.
那么那些我不是我这个我
，But that I is not I.
我这个我是一个我自己这个我。
This I is myself as I.
那些我是他里面的我。
Those I's are I's in them.
那么他跟他走，他跟他的，他的，他的，他的，他的。
So he followed the one before and before.
所以我出来了。
So I come out.
我存在了。
I exist.
我是一个存在的人。
I'm the existing one.
存在主义说你要反传统。
Existentialism says they must go against tradition.
你要反权威。
You must go against authority.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你反传统的时候是证明你是有存在的我。
Because when you're anti-tradition, they prove that you are the existential I.
所以当年轻的时候，不要跟他们走。
So when the young people say, I don't follow the time,
我不要照你们的样子。
I don't want to copy the example.
你说为什么
？Why?
他说你是你，我是我。
You say you're you and I.
你是你，我是我，他是他，这九个字很有哲学的。
You are you and I. You see, contain philosophy.
我是我自己。
I'm I myself.
我不是你。
I'm you, not you.
你不是他。
You're not he.
他不是我。
He's not I.
我不是他。
I'm not he.
他不是你。
He's not you.
你不是我。
You're not I.
这九个字转来转去变成18个字。
So you turn around with this nine word cloud philosophy.
变成一个很特别的社会。关系的重新分析
，become a very important analysis of the world's relationship.
我是我
，I'm I.
我是我，为什么跟你走呢
？What's that? I'm I. How can I follow you?
反传统
，I want to anti-tradition.
你们 都头发都短的，我要长的，你要怎么
样？ I'll keep short hair, I'll keep long hair.
开始就盖住耳朵了。
也靠的有，
有时盖到肩膀了，
两的手指
就变长的不得了。
为了弄黑，
那个时候有这样的男人都认为是反常的、不正常的、变态的男人。
So men with this style hair, they think that they're abnormal.
但是呢，
反正
一个、两个、
one, two,
三个、
three, four,
五个、
five,
一百、两百、五百、一千、两万、五万、
20,000,
结果
50,000,
大家男的头发一长，那些短的就变成。变态的人。
So when men all with long hair, those with short hair are abnormal.
所以当这些长头发的人也多的，他看那些短的人这个奇怪的，不要跟着潮流。
So when there are more people with long hair, they feel that this one is not for the right type.
这个精怪怪古怪，你是古怪，我是精怪嘛？你是过去的怪人。
So you are the funny of the past.
我是现在的怪人。
I'm the funny of today.
那么彼此就轻看了。
So you despise each other.
那么你问他说
，So you ask him，
为什么你长头发呢
？Why do you keep long hair？
我反传统
，I want to be anti tradition。
为什么要反传统
？Why anti tradition？
我是我，他是他。
Because I'm high.
我反权威
，I go against the authority。
所以我反传统
，So I am anti tradition。
听见没有
？Heard it？
他说呢
？What he say？
我跟你走
，I follow you。
那么他不是反传统，他是更新传统。
So he is not anti tradition. He follow new tradition。
真正反传统的是第一个人，第二个就是新传统的第二个人。
So the one who are anti-tradition is the first one, the one who follow is the follow of the new tradition.
等到大家静下来，不要吵，不要吵，不要吵。
When everybody is quiet now.
原来男人短头发不过是这几十年的事情。
Or for men to have short hair only thing that happened in this decade.
19世纪、18世纪很多男人也是长头发。
I know in 18th-19th century a lot of men keep long hair.
所以谁说要短头发才树林呢
？Who must say they keep short hair because spiritual?
谁说短头发才是 biblical 呢
？Who say that those are short hair are biblical？
谁说短头发才是正统
？Who say that with short hair you are orthodox？
这也是一种人为的标准，不一定。
This is a man-made standard。
所以呢，到底什么是正统，什么是非正统
？So what is orthodox? What is not orthodox？
什么是正常，什么是非正常
？What is normal? What is abnormal？
如果你20年前到台湾去
，20 years ago if you were to go to Taiwan，
你发现18岁以下的青年全部男的都剃光头。
You know that those who are under 18 will have all bald head。
光到真的发青光。
Yeah, with a bald head。
整个台湾
，the whole Taiwan。
那个时候台湾大概有1400万人。
At Taiwan at that time maybe have about 14 million people。
18岁以下的最少有500万人。
Those who are under 18 maybe 5 million。
所以台湾有500万个人。500万里面大概250万是男人
，and with the 5 million maybe half of them are men，
所以18岁以下
，those are less than 18，
250万个青光头
，2.5 million people with a bald head，
为什么呢
？Why？
因为台湾教育部规定
，because the education department in Taiwan，
高中毕业以前
，before you entered your higher
所有学生都男的剃光头。
All students, the male students must have bald head.
女的不可烫头。女的不可烫头。
And those women cannot perm the hair.
所以直头发的是女的。
So straight hairs are ladies.
没有头发的是男的。
Without hair, are men.
那你一到学校去的时候
，When you go to the school,
女的坐这边都是黑的。
You know the lady will sit this side always.
男坐这边都是青的。
That hair and those with bald
head. 头动一动像很多电灯泡在转来转去。
All the bald.
那个时候我很难过。
At that time I feel so sad.
因为我感到呢，世界最漂亮的风景是少年人的头发。
I say the most beautiful scenery of the world is the young people's hair.
把少年人很漂亮的头发把它剃光头，个个像老人，有什么意思
？You shave all them with bald head like old man.
所以我很感到不自然。
So I feel very uncomfortable.
但是那是台湾社会。
But that's Taiwan society.
那是台湾教育部。
That's Taiwan education department.
现在呢
？Now
没有啦。
哦，
台湾人的少年人头发都很漂亮了。
Oh, the young people of Taiwan have very beautiful hair.
所以正统非正统是人定的吗
？So orthodox and non-orthodox is not fixed by man.
不要。跟世俗跑
，Do not follow the world。
不要效法世界
，Do not conform to the pattern of the world。
什么叫世界
？What about the world？
什么叫做效法世界
？What about conform to the pattern of the world？
Lady died。
Lady died。
现在已经 died。
She's dead。
Lady died。
Lady died。
头发是这样的。
Has such a hairstyle。
斜下来的。
Slanting。
那个时候呢，哇，不但一个 Lady died， 连吉隆坡都很多这个代表。
Even in Kuala Lumpur, allow lady dies.
大家就跟着这样了。
Follow the pattern.
很漂亮
Beautiful.
很奇怪的
But strange enough,
他死了以后这种头发都不见了。
After she's dead, this has no more.
不见了，你看见还有人
那种吗？
没有了。
No、
为什么
？Why？
因为大家不要跟死人走。
Because nobody want to follow dead people.
所以那个时候，她变成世界上最时髦的女人。
At that time, she's the most fashionable woman.
她的头发怎样，大家就怎样。
Whatever hairstyle she had, everybody would follow.
她的衣服怎样，大家怎样。
What kind of fashion she had, everybody would follow.
一段时间的女人的裙子短到差不多好像穿裤子。
And there was one that people with a mini skirt.
那么每个人就那样走。
Everybody follow the time.
那到底基督徒什么叫做效法世界
？What is a Christian to be conformed to the pattern of the world？
世界有潮流
，The world has a time。
所以世界这个字也可以跟着世代一样翻译。
So the world also be translated as time。
所以呢，所谓效法世界
，to be conformed to the world，
效法那些在没有得救的人中间所形成的时代的潮流
，which means you are confirming the time of the non-Christians。
潮流是不是一定不好
？Time is it bad?
不一定
，not necessarily。
现在一个新的潮流来了
，now we have a new time。
最近美国形成一个新的潮流，从来没有。
Recently in the state there's a new time。
我认为是好潮流。
I feel it's good。
什么呢
？What time？
所有恋爱的人，有很多人盼望结婚第一天才上床。
Those who are in love, they want to make a promise that they will only go to bed only when they get married.
现在新的潮流出来了。
So that's a new time.
就是拒绝上床。
To reject to go to bed.
可以恋爱。
They can love.
反正我要到第一个晚上我才享受。
I want to wait until the first night.
我不要跟你玩。
I don't want to play with you.
这个是最新的潮流，这个潮流好不好啊
？This is the latest trend. Is it good?
好。
Yes, good.
因为至少可以减少很多的艾滋病。
At least you can cut a lot of AIDS.
花柳病。
And also syphilis.
除了道德败坏以外
，other the decline in morality.
对整个人类传宗接代的健康的因素是有帮助的。
Is helpful to the health tradition of the heritage.
所以呢，潮流是不是不好呢
？Time is it necessarily bad?
也不一定。
Not necessarily.
因为钟摆论
，because the pendulum theory，
也就是到了某一个极端会回头的。
When it comes to extreme, you swing back.
物极必反。
When the people thing will be turned back.
极左必右。
When you go to the left, you now go to the right.
极右必左。
When you go to extreme left, you go to right.
左右的钟摆运动同这个潮流的中间。
So in that's a movement of pendulum.
我们要怎么样的？
How we're gonna behave?
我们要有原则
we have a principle.
我们要有根基
we have a root.
我们要有方向
we have a direction.
免得偏左偏右
so they will not go to the left or right.
不要效法世界
so do not be conformed to the world.
意思是说你一定要有自己的立场
meaning that you might have your position.
免得当世界走错路的时候你基督徒因为跟着走错路你就没有办法再做见证
less than when the world going the wrong way you also follow suit you cannot testify to the truth
感谢上帝
Praise God
我们基督徒要有我们的立场
We Christian must have our own ground
有我们的原则
with our own principle
有我们的方向
with our own direction
有我们的基础
with our own root
有我们真理的理由
with also our own the reason for the truth
你要问为什么你基督徒是这样
we ask you, what's the
为什么你不跟着这样走
what's the follow?
要很清楚的回答的，因为这样这样这样，所以我这样。
Very clearly you must answer the reason why.
但是今天不但基督徒没有方向
，Today not only Christians doesn't have a direction，
连许多教会的领袖都没有方向。
Even church leaders do not have a direction，
所以他用各样的办法要跟世界走。
So they not use means and way to follow the tide of the world. They were afraid.
如果没有跟世界走
，If they don't follow the world，
连会友都走掉了，没有人来做你。
Even their members will disappear.
这真的很可怜的事。
It's pitiful.
比如说
，For instance,
音乐的问题。
The music.
圣乐到底有没有自己的原则
？The sacred music, do they have their own principle?
如果没有的话
，If not,
任何音乐可以拿来敬拜上帝的话
，We can use any kind of music to worship the Lord.
那么呢，我们就可以把世界的音乐带到圣堂里面来。
Then we can bring the music of the world to the church.
这个好啊
，Is that good?
这样就可以把很多世界的青年人吸引到教会， see, 因为他到这里喊到外面一样样。
You see that's good because you can draw the people of the world to the church because they are like the world.
神的真理。超越性跟引导世人的这个权威在哪里
？Then where's the authority of the word of God to guide the way and transcend the word of God？
现在我用音乐做比喻啊。
Now I use music as illustration。
有最少三种音乐。
At least three kind of music。
一种是从情欲发出来的。
The first one that come from lust。
从性。
From sex。
从欲。
from desire.
利用音乐来表达这种信息。
So using this music to express the love.
所以这个他唱他弹的时候，
或者心有的
配，那的旋律不能超脱那肉体的音量的那种范围。
The melody cannot transcend the sphere of love.
所以绝对没有高度的艺术成分在。
So actually do not have the high art in it.
所以你听那种音乐的时候
，So when you listen to that kind of music，
你就很想摇屁股
，You want to move the 台，
你就很想动身体
，You want to move the body，
你就慢慢变成把你的情意、把你的情绪、把你身体的激动跟下肢的那种活动并在一起。
So truly then your last body is not integrated with those mean movements.
这种音乐
this kind of music
是很容易引起共鸣的
Very easily they can have big crowds.
比较不容易吸引小孩子
But not easy to draw the children.
因为小孩子对性的观念还没有苏醒
Because the children do not understand much of a sex.
我知道你明白我在讲什么
I know you understand what I'm saying.
第二种音乐
the second type of music
是呢纯美的
Pure beauty,
或者把音的美结合起来
，and also the beauty of the sound is integrated now.
听的时候呢
，when you listen to it,
你会感到很美的景象
，you find there's a beauty,
很美的感情的表达
，beauty expression of emotion,
很美的自然的描写
，and also beauty in spirit of nature.
所以结果你就享受音的和谐
，so you enjoy the harmony of sound,
享受节奏的活泼
，and also the tempo,
享受节奏音律。从这个形式对自然描写的这个关系
the relation of the tempo, rhythm and expressionality of the nature
这种音乐不会使你产生性欲
this type of music will not stimulate yourself
或者身体
or movement
的动作这是纯粹使你在文化界里面享受高一层的艺术的
that you enjoy higher art in culture
这是第二种音乐
the second kind
第三种音乐呢
？The third kind
是产生一种敬拜的气氛
，It also produces emotional worshiping，
心灵的安定
，and the quietness in the spirit，
里面的平安
，and the tranquility，
永恒的盼望
，and eternal hope，
跟那种的情绪在里面
，that kind of emotion is in。
那这个东西呢，就更高级一层的音乐
，and this even a higher kind of music。
像我现在我要用一些例子
，I want to illustrate some examples。
那你呢？那你呢？这样的音乐呢
？This kind of music
没有很高的层次在。
Without a very high art in it.
但是呢
？But then，
美不美
？Is it beautiful？
美不美？哦，你听的时候。你感到的节奏很美，和音很美，
它
给你有一种心灵的疏泄同爽快，心灵的那种喜动
，this kind of spiritual release and joy，
那种享受
，that kind of enjoyment。
但是当你听到平安夜，你会想去犯罪吗
？Would you want to commit sin after that？
不可能
，not possible。So beautiful with that music.
我告诉你
I tell you,
连贝多芬
even Beethoven
最成熟的时候
when he's more matured
没有办法写出平安夜
he cannot compose Holy Night
因为他的灵性还没有到那边
because his spirit has not reached that stage yet
贝多芬音乐太伟大了
Beethoven's music is so great
那个雄厚
and that kind of mightiness
宏博
also the depth
澎湃
also the width
精神贝多
芬
缺乏心灵的安定
，by a little spirit tranquility，
他是圣雄，是音乐里面的又圣。
Yes， he's a hero in music，
很伟大
，great。
但是他心灵的宗教性的音乐没有办法做到那么甜。
By his religiosity in his spirit is not at that stage yet。
当你看八的音乐的时候
，when the rhythm is a bar。
差不多没有第二个人可以那样写的。
No second person can write such a music.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear friends and sisters.
所以，我现在要告诉你的是什么呢
？What I want to tell you is.
虽然我不知道标准在哪里
，Even though I don't know where's the standard.
但是不能说没有标准。
But you cannot say that there's no standard.
我不知道那个原则要怎么定。
I don't know how to fix that principle.
我讲不出来。
I cannot say it.
那不能说没有原则。
But it doesn't mean that there's no standard.
你说这个孩子很美。
You say this boy is beautiful.
你说什么美？
How beautiful!、
啊、就是那样美。
That beautiful.
美到什么地方
？At what stage?
就是那样美。
So beautiful.
你说你认为美的，别人认为不美。
What do you think is beautiful? Other men not think is beautiful. You say.
他认为美的，我也不认为不美。
What do you think is beautiful? I would not think is beautiful.
既然每一个人对美的看法不一样
，If everybody has different view on beauty,
美就没有原则。
Then there's no principle with new beauty.
如果美就没有原则
，If there's no principle with
new beauty, 你生的孩子变成猪，你说一样样，差不多。
Your son brought as a pig, you say is the same.
那是不能嘛
？No.
他应该是人嘛
？Because a man,
人有人的样子嘛
？Human kind has human image.
一定有原则的。
There must be a certain principle.
那原则很难讲出来。
Very difficult to utter that principle.
那个原则很难用语言讲出来。
Very difficult to describe with words.
有一个人爱上一个女孩子
，A person who loves a girl.
我说你到底喜欢她什么？
What actually you like in her?
他说我不知道什么，就是喜欢她。
I don't know. I just like her.
她好不好
？Is she good?
好
，good.
怎样好
？In what way is good?
他说就是好。
It's good.
我讲不出来。
I don't say.
我很明白。
I understand.
当这个男孩子讲这个话的时候
，When this man says this,
他生命里面
in his life
体会了一些女人的美。女人的好
he experienced some goodness and beauty in ladies
但是言语很难讲出来
but with, can I express words
因为到了这个地步的时候
because when it comes to that state
言语是有限的
language limited
他说 我不知道我真的不知道为什么你喜欢他我不知道怎么讲不是不知道他
it's not that I don't know her I don't know how to say
我知道他
I know her
我不知道怎么讲关于他
I don't know how to say about her
你明白吗
understand now
是一定有原则
there must be a principle
那个原则是什么呢
What kind of principle?
不是用言语可以教导出来。
Not to be described with the words.
所以这里说你不要效法世
界。She said, "Don't be conformed to the pattern of the world."
圣经另外一处说，免得失去圣徒的体统。
In other words, said, "Lest you root the likeness of a Christian."
那我问一些老牧师，什么叫做圣徒的体统？他们全部讲不出。
So I asked some of the older Christians, "How what do you mean likeness of a Christian?"
圣徒的体统。
The likeness of a Christian
跟世俗的样式是不一样的
，But the likeness of the world is different.
那我虽然不能讲得很清楚
，Even though I cannot say very clearly,
但能制造你心里的深处有一些的标准的感觉。
But deep in the spirit, this kind of standard with you,
我们不能随着世界飘来飘。
We cannot be drifted by the world.
世界的潮流
，the tide of the world,
不一定完全不好。
May not be necessary bad.
总是跟着潮流走的人
But those who follow the tide always is dangerous.
在海上
And the sea
靠近海面的鱼都是小小的
You know the fish that's closer to the surface are small fish.
那个大的鱼可以到很深的地方去游的
The big fish can swim deep in the sea.
它虽然也可以上来
Even though they can float through.
但它有力量跑到很深的地方去游的
But there's a strength for them to go deep.
因为它的体力够大
Because they're big in size,
他的体积够重
，also have a weight，
所以他可以在这个很深的海底游的时候
，they can swim deep in the sea。
海面的鱼跟海底的鱼不同在哪里
？Deep in the fish in the surface and deep in the sea。
当海浪一大的时候
，when the wave comes，
这些鱼就跟着跳了跳去。
All these fish will be swamped by the
海底的鱼呢？它不管浪怎么大
，they look at how big the wave is，
稳稳的那么走。
They stand in the swim.
灵性也是如此。
The same thing with spirit.
总是跟潮流走的人
，those who follow the tide
是太轻浮的
，they're too shallow.
没有定见的
，without their own
没有原则的
，without principle.
没有自己的立场
，without their own ground.
但那是有真正的信仰
，those who have true faith.
有真正定见的基督徒
，with true ground of stand.
不可能总是跟潮流走。
They will not all the time follow the tide.
求主帮助。
Where did God help us?
有一种鱼一定跟潮流走的。
There's kind of fish that always follow the tide.
无论游到哪，它一定跟着。
No matter where the tide go, they will go.
什么鱼啊
？What kind of fish?
死鱼。
Dead fish.
死鱼一定跟潮流。
Dead fish surely follow the tide.
所以呢，如果你是一个有生命的基督徒
，So if you are Christian with life,
你一定不是一直永远只能跟着潮流。
Surely you will not always must only follow the tide.
那是死鱼。
That fish.
死鱼才总跟潮流走。
That fish will always follow the tide.
如果你活鱼啊
，If you are the live fish,
反抗潮流的力量
，You sometimes will go against the tide.
你有这个抵挡潮流方向的可能。
You, there's a possibility for you to go against the tide direction.
我每次讲到这句话
，Every time when I say this，
我的心会想到沙门鱼。
They might have to tell salmon，
中文叫做什么？也叫沙门鱼，
salmon.
或者叫做鲑鱼。这鲑鱼是怎么样的
？Salmon，
上帝给他一个很特殊的方向感。
God has given a true sense of direction。
目的，圣经学校的科学研究部
，in you know, the science department of Moody Bible College，
后来查出来了
，they found out，
他这个salmon鱼的壁纸对水里面的化学成分的敏感超过1%的可能。
The nose of this
1/100
The nose of this salmon have a very sensitive nose that can even discern one out of a million of the chemistry there.
当一杯水里面1/100的化学成分不一样，它就嗅到这个不是那一杯水不是从哪里来。
So when there's a cup of water with one out of 1,000,000 part of the chemical which is different, it will discern it.
所以当这个鲑鱼长大以后。
So when this salmon grows,
就从加拿大那些湖就流到河，就从河一直出到太平洋。
So from the lake of Canada, they will go to the river and then go even the Pacific Ocean.
它可能游到25,000公里。
Maybe out there about 35,000 kilometers away.
等到快要生蛋的时候
，But before it bears eggs,
突然间它转回家了。
Suddenly she turned direction.
它一定不在那边逗留了。
Want to go back home?
一直走20,000多里外面，它走到那个温哥华的河口。
Even though 25,000 kilometers away, they go back to the Vancouver.
到了那个河口，它一直转进去。
When it comes to Calgary and then go in,
他发现那个河呢是有瀑布流下来。
They find that there's a waterfall that flows out.
所以游到那边的时候
，So the fish go that place.
他一直看上面
，He will look up.
因为他知道他从前从那边下来
，Because it knows in the past it came from there.
一定要回到原来的地方。
It must go back to the original place.
所以他这边养精蓄锐
，So it conserves all the energy.
等到他足够力量的时候
，So when it comes to time with that power,
拼上去
，You go up.
上面翅膀。
Without the wings,
它不能飞的
，cannot fly。
它就这样跳上去一样
，just jump。
它又不像青蛙有两条腿可以跳
，but not like a frog with two legs。
冲上去
，we just go up，
冲过瀑布的水
，and when it go up to the water，
冲不上，撞到石头
，but then hit against the stone，
整个脸给石头刮到都是伤
，and even injured，
整个身体都流血
，the body also blood。
它掉下来
，it fell，
半死半活
，half dead。
它在那里嘘。血流到水旁边都是血
and also the blood now is there
他就在那边等
there it's waiting
等到伤口好了
when it's healed
他等到精神够了
when it's happy
再撞
go up again
再掉下来
and
再撞
go up again
他绝对不回去绝对不回心
it will not go up go to the ocean will not be downhearted
等到他上了瀑布
when they go up to the water
瀑布上面的水快得不得了，再把它冲下。
When the rapid wash it out down，
才要努力的转。
She want to go up again，
抵挡那个潮流。
Go up again，
再向前走。
Go forward
1,000-2,000公里。
And maybe 1,000 miles.
后来到了个分叉的河口。
When it comes to the white ship,
它现在呢就变成这个犹豫不决。我从前是这条或者那条来的。
So at that juncture, she doesn't know where does it come from.
它就有了1/100的分辨的力量，咻，比狗更厉害。
So with the sensitivity of 1 out of 1,000,000, it smells.
但因为水掺在一起，所以它嗅不清楚，走错路。
Because water is confused, now she's gonna find the right way.
走错路怎么样呢
？What to do now?
过了差不多几公里外，她发现不对。游回来
，a few kilometers later she found that she's wrong.
转到这边过去
，and turn back to the right way.
转到这边过去，再上到一个地方的时候
，and go to another place.
他们用一个办法来试验他怎样得胜这些困难。
They use a way to test how it succeeds.
把它引到一个池塘里面
，and bring it to a pond.
啊，这个池塘上面有另外一条河流出来的。
Above the pond there's another river that comes.
真正它生的地方。
Truly the place that it belongs.
这池塘下面，他用铁管把它盖起来，有一个像冲这个烟囱一样的。
So they cover the pond, but with a chimney.
烟囱上面又有铁盖盖住。
And with the channel, they also close.
这个铁盖是可以活动的。
But it's flexible.
这个鱼呢，知道这个上面才是我的地方。
But the fish know that up there is her place.
但是烟囱相当大。
But the chimney is big.
所以它就跳上去。
So she jump.
跳上去，砰碰到上面那个铁，就把它打下来。
And hit the flat.
相当重。
Keep down.
他知道重量多少
she know how
weight
is. She prepared.
预备力量
prepared the power.
再冲上去
go up again.
就再冲几次的时候
and a few times.
结果把那个铁把它翻掉了
and turn the flap，
它飞出去了
，and jump it out，
掉到池塘的上面的那一部分
，and to the upper level of pond，
后来用嗅觉再找到真正的
，and using the smell to find the truth，
回到它从前生的地方
，go back to the place where she was，
到那时候它已经精疲力竭
，is all exhausted，
整个身体发红
，exhausted with the redness，
那个时候它已经差不多不能动了。
About time，
就在那里把所有的蛋都生出来。
And she bare all the eggs，
生完了他就死。
After that，
死了身体就变成腐肉，给那些小鱼把它吃掉。
Then after it died， the flesh be eaten by the small fish。
那么那些小鱼长大了以后，
the small fish after it grows，
那条河再流出来，
from there，
再下到瀑布，
again，
再到温哥华，
go to Vancouver，
再到太平洋，
go to Pacific Ocean，
25,000公里，
25,000
又再回去，
and go back，
再出来，
go back again，
再回去。你说有没有回不成的？
Would that one that would not succeed in returning？
只有两种回不成。
Only two kinds。
一种就是我的一半被熊抓去吃。
Halfway will be captured。
一半都回去。
As a prey。
第二种就是给人抓到，带到菜馆来卖的。
Man has caught them and then sell it in the restaurant。
那些能回去的
，those that can go back，
都是反潮流。
Going against the tide。
你什么鱼我都不管。
I don't care what kind of fish。
你不是 salmon。
You're not salmon。
我是 salmon。
I'm salmon。
我不走你的路线。
I wouldn't follow your way。
不跟你跑。
I wouldn't follow you。
我不给潮流影响。
I won't be followed by the tide。
一定回去我原来的地。
Surely I go back to my original place。
回归。
Return。
归正。
Reform。
感谢上帝。
Praise God。
所以这里说什么呢
？So what do you say here？
不要效法神。
Do not be conformed to the pattern of the world。
你不能跟世界走。
You cannot follow the tide。
因为你是 salmon。
Because you're salmon，
你是基督徒
；You're Christian，
你是耶稣宝血买出来的
；You're redeemed by the precious blood of Christ，
你是圣灵重生的人
；The Holy Spirit regenerate you，
你不能效法世界
；You cannot be conformed to the world。
我刚刚讲第一句话
，I've said the first statement。
我们讲了一个钟头，只讲一句话
，After 1 hour，
不要效法，
只能 conform the pattern of the world。
第二句话是什么
？What is second？
是要心意。更新而变化，大家说，只要，请英文读一次。
But then be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Transformed by renewal. By the renewal of your mind.
Transformed by the renewing of your mind.
我用更容易明白的话。
And more clearly you can understand this.
Transformation through reformation.
借助归正来改变。
Reform yourself.
把你自己归正牌
，You will be transformed，
你就被更新了。
You should be transformed，
你一定要被更新。
Through the means of reform，
透过归正的管道，
我们呢叫 reformation，
我们叫这个
改教运动，
改教运动
啊，归正运动
reformation，
你们叫做烈火墨西
reformation，
就是马来西亚特别发明的
reformation，
reformation 叫做烈火墨西，现在西道没有啦。
So now is dead。
亚洲人很会跟人家走
，Asian like follow，
结果不知道那个字从哪里来。
So they don't know where comes the word.
Reformation 哪里来的
？Reformation where does it come from？
从基督教的 Reformation 来的。
It comes from Christian Reformation。
从我们的归正运动归正来的。
From the reform movement。
Reform。
Reform。
这里告诉我们什么呢
？Get saved。
Renew yourself。Renew。
更新。
那更新而变化。
Renew and transform。
在变化的中间呢，你一直不断更新。
So in that in reformation, you have been transformed.
那么这个更新这个字到底要怎样才不会跟着世界潮流走的更新
？So to be renewed, how would you avoid to be renewed and follow the tide?
你一直回到神的话。
Because you want to go back to the word of God.
回到神的话。
Go back to the word of God.
真正的 renew,
so the true renewal
是 reform,
is the reformation.
真正的 reform
and true reformation
back to the Bible.
是回到圣经，
一直依靠主。
You want to
依靠主，
你看那个
来改变自己
，and reform yourself，
一直靠着神的真理
，and with the word of God，
使自己变化
，that you transform，
这个很重要
，this important。
一个基督徒不是信了耶稣以后永远不动
，a Christian is not that after you believe in God you stand。
感谢主，我保守到底这样
，praise God I keep myself to the end。
不是
，no，
一个基督徒得救以后
，a Christian after you believe，
一直改变自己
，he want to renew himself，
一直改变自己
，renew himself，
怎么改变呢
？how to renew？
是透过神的话光照，你知道。我还有不对的地方再变
through the word of God that illuminates there's something wrong with you and to reform and reform and reform
再改再改
reform
continues reforming yourself unceasingly
继续不断的要更新
没有停止的
non-stop
更正自己
and to be reformed
没有停止的
non-unceasingly
归正
will be reformed.
Anytime when you realize there's something unbiblical.
任何时候你知道你的思想里面不符合圣经。
Anytime you realize a new illumination from the Holy Spirit.
你知道有圣灵光照你的时候。
Anytime you're conscious the new awakening is given.
任何时候你知觉神在使你有醒觉的时候。
You return to the Lord.
要回到神那边。
Keep reforming.
继续不断的更新
Keep returning
继续不断回归回
At any moment
任何时刻
Continuously
不断的
Unceasingly
不停止的
Non-stop
没有停止
Always correcting yourself
你一直在更正自己
Introspecting yourself
乃至内心
Reforming yourself
你就更新自己
You will be refreshed any moment
你就能够任何时候就能够更新
这样的改变
That kind of change
这是基督徒
This is Christian.
所以基督徒不是古老的老古董的那个的永不动摇的那个古董派
And Christians are not those ancient antique
基督徒也不是那跟着潮流一直变一直变的这新潮流派
Neither are those the one who continue to follow the time
基督徒抓着神的原则继续不断更新变化自己归回神绝对真理的那种
But the one who catch all of the word of God continue to be reformed and renewed and return to the word of God
感谢上
Praise God
感谢上
Praise God
如果你没一个支点
If you don't have supporting point
你会越走越远
You will go for the point
如果你每次走了
For the point
回到支点
You want to go back
再走
Come back to the reference point
回到支点
Come back to the reference point
再走
Go
再回到支点
Come back to the reference point
那个中心点就变成你的核心使你不动摇
and that reference point become your center point
这是很重要的
that's important
基督徒不可能在我们生活中间没有一个中心
it's not possible a Christian to go without a center point
那个中心点是什么呢
what's the center point
就是神的旨意
that's the will of God
神为我们定的标准
that's the standard God set for us
基督的榜样
and the example of Christ
神的话语的原则
and the principle of the word of God
圣灵的引导
and the guidance of the Holy Spirit
永不改变的
And also that we have got that will never change.
中间，在千帆夜谭里面
in 1001 night,
有一个故事
and there is a tale.
说的阿布纳瓦斯很聪明
The Abu Nawas very intelligent.
所以呢，皇帝对他没有办法
So the emperor has no way for him.
每次问他，他都回答
Every time when I ask questions, he won't answer.
皇帝就把他叫来
The emperor call him.
找一个很难的问题
and give him a very difficult question.
来问到他。
And the difficult question.
很难到他
So they would not know how to answer.
所以皇帝说，请你告诉我。
The emperor say, the king say,
世界的中心在哪里？
Where is the center of the world?
世界的中心在哪里？
Where is the center of the world?
是不是瓜拉隆坡？
Is it Kuala Lumpur?
世界的中心在哪里？
Where is the center of the world?
谁可以答这个问题？
Who can answer this question?
你可不可以答这个问题？
No.
你不能答，你能不能答？啊，谁能答？
Who can answer this question?
就阿布纳说很简单。
阿布纳 say,
你能答？
You know how to
answer? 能。
Sure.
好，你答。
You answer.
就阿布纳瓦斯。
阿布纳瓦斯
就在那边走来走去。
He was strolling there.
看东看西。
And looking here and there.
好像他在找中心在哪。
And thus he's finding where the center.
后来忽然间他到一个人，就是这边。
Suddenly say, Jesus, here's the center.
就是这边。
Here's the center.
皇帝说，你怎么知道？
The king said, how do you know?
你怎么证明就是这边？
How do you prove that here's the center?
他就钉了一个大的钉子在那边。
He put a big nail there.
他说皇帝啊。
The king,
你用这个钉子的这个中心呢
you use this center of the name,
拉一条线
you pull a string,
到世界最后的一端
to the end of the world,
无论什么地方一定一样长不相信你拉看看
no matter where you find it, it's the same rank
那么你要拉到世界的最后一端在哪里呢
you want to go to the extreme of the world, where is it?
这皇帝气死了
the king was so angry
但又不能证明他错
but cannot prove that he's wrong
这个叫做世界的中心
So that's the center of the world.
那么这个中心到底是不是真的中心
Is that truly the center of the world?
当然不是
Of course not.
那么世界到底有真正的中心吗
Is there a true center of the world?
基督教说
The Christians say
有
Yes.
回教说 有
Muslims say yes.
孔教说 有
Confucians say yes.
每一个宗教以自己的教主作为世界的
Every religion using their founder as a center.
那我告诉你
I tell you.
从来没有人像耶稣基督
No one like Jesus.
他是绝对圣洁
He's the absolute holy one.
绝对公义
Absolute righteous one.
绝对良善
The absolute good one.
绝对无罪
The absolute sinless one.
是绝对永恒
Absolute eternal one.
没有改变的一位
Doesn't change anymore.
感谢上
Praise God.
你可以在各宗教的教主的生命和生活中间找到人的瑕疵
In the life and living of all founder of religion, you can find blemishes.
你的基督的话语
But in the word of Christ,
基督的本性
in his nature，
在基督的位格里面
，in his person，
你照着神要我们找到的真正的中心。
You find the true center God wants us to find。
除了耶稣以外
，other than Jesus，
没有一个教主
，no father of religion，
曾经讲这句话
，has ever said this。
你们来跟从
，you come and follow me，
学我的样式
，copy my example，
负我的轭
，take my yoke。
你们来
，come，
效法我
，copy my，
学我的样式
，take my，
负我的轭。我的轭是容易，我的样式是轻省的，我的担子是轻省的。感谢上帝。
Praise God。
我们今天怎样更新
？How do we renew？
怎样变化
？How do we transform？
We should transform through our reform。
我们借助这个归正来更新。
Reform to what？
我们更新到什么地方去
？Return to who？
那回到哪里去呢
？We should follow who as our absolute example。
谁应该是我们绝对的榜样呢？
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ，
我不是效法世界
，I'm not conforming to the world，
效法基督
，conforming to Christ，
我不是跟随世界
，not to follow the world，
跟随
，follow Christ。
保罗说
，Paul said，
你们要效法我
，You take my example。
我这句话太勇敢了
，You know too brave to say this。
我敢不敢对我的学生，你们学我的样子
？Do I dare to tell my students follow my example？
我的样子有时很好，有时不大像样。
My example sometimes good, sometimes not。
你。有时不大像样
，sometimes you're not too good。
他有时不大像样
，he sometimes not too good。
怎么好意思叫你的你学我的样
？How can I ask you to follow your example？
我们人需要样
，we need to have example。
所以如果有样
，if there's example，
我们就可以学
，you can learn。
所以这里有样学样
，so we follow after examples。
那么中国人样是谁呢
？What kind of example stands out？
你是孔子哦。
Is it Confucius?
孔子至圣先师。
He's the best teacher。
万世师表。
He's the best teacher。
表什么意思呢？
Example,
就是样嘛。
Example.
He is the example of all generations.
Example of all generations.
万世师表嘛。
So he's the example of all generations.
所以我们要学孔子的样子。
So we must copy his example.
但是我读孔子的书，没有读到一句你要学我的样子。
Well, I read the book Confucius. He never said copy my example.
所以孔子自己没有讲，是你替他讲，好意思。
So Confucius never said that you are
new. 你拜关公。
You also worship 关公。
我看没有一本书，你关公说你们要拜我，从来没有。
No single book they will say that 关公 said worship me。
那到底我们学的样，没有叫我们学他的样，为什么要学他的样
？So the example that we follow never asks us to follow their example, and what example that we can follow？
你们从来没有注意啊。
You never pay attention。
耶稣讲这句话。
Jesus said this。
你们要效法我。
Copy my example, follow me。
学我的样。
Follow my example。
跟随我。
Follow me。
负我的轭。
Take my yoke。
拿我的担子。
Take my load。
从来没有人讲。
No one ever said that。
保罗这样讲。
Paul said that。
你们效法我。
You copy, follow my example。
讲完了以后。
After that。
他马上加一句。
And then add one more statement。
如同我效法基督。
Like I who follow Christ。
所以 return to Paul? No。
不是回到保罗那边。
Return to Paul is not enough。
回到保罗不够。
Even though Paul invited us to return to him。
虽然保罗发出呼召说我们要回到他的样式。
But he himself has another pattern behind。
但是他有另外一个pattern在后面。
Because like, I am imitating my Lord Jesus Christ。
就好像我效法我的主耶稣基督一样。
你们要效法我。
Follow my example。
如同我效法基督。
I follow my example from
the Lord。基督徒。
Christians.
我们把身体献上以后
when living our, when of our body sacrifice,
变成了活祭以后
as a living sacrifice,
我要 为谁活的
to whom do we live?
现在我要为主活
I want to live for God
怎样活
How do I live?
活成什么样子
What kind of example to live?
不要效法
Do not be conformed to the world
要心意更新的变化
When we renew our mind
效法耶稣基督
And also to follow Christ Jesus
Amen
Amen
感谢主
Praise God
我们站起来
To our rights